Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Joining us on the show today is Pru Saxena. He's a money manager in Hong Kong, and he's a publisher of Money Matters. Pru, when you last came on the show, you basically outlined that we were in an aging bull market, and you saw that based on narrowing breadth and mostly from the trading strategy that you use at your company. Is that still a concern of yours? Are you seeing this narrowing breadth that we typically see as a bull market ages? And what's your outlook for stocks this year?
Well, Chris, I think the stock market will probably still go higher from here. We are in a choppy phase at the moment, but I suspect that the market is going to head higher for the next few months at least, not least because of the ECB's QE stimulus. You know, for the last 3 or 4 years, the stock market went higher based on the QE from the Fed. And I believe now that the stock market will head higher based on the QE from the ECB. And also, if you look around the world, Chris, there is so much easing going on from the major central banks. And historically, all the big bull markets have been assassinated by central banks. Bull markets don't just end on their own. They are basically finished off by the central banks when they raise interest rates and you have monetary tightening. If you look at the world today, you don't really see much monetary tightening going on anywhere in the world amongst the major economies. If anything, most of the big central banks are easing, and that usually is good news for stocks. So I think, although we are in an aging bull market, in a mature bull market, I believe that some sectors are still going to do well. And if you look now at the charts, like we monitor close to 1,000 charts every day at my firm, a lot of the sectors and industry groups have already broken down quite badly, and a number of the growth stocks have already topped out for the cycle. So not everything is participating in the advance, which is typical in a late bull market. But if you stay positioned in the strong stocks within the favorable industry groups, I believe you'll still make some money this year.
So let's identify what those favorable industry sectors are, and I would say which stock markets you favor most.
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.